FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Health says it's engaging with various stakeholders to ensure operations at Northdale Hospital in Pietermaritzburg run smoothly. The facility was affected by an area-wide power outage this week. The department says one of three generators malfunctioned, which left sections of the hospital in the dark. Images circulating on social media show kitchen staff preparing patients' meals using firewood outside the facility. The Health MEC's spokesperson, Nati Olifant, says they've launched an investigation into the incident. He says disciplinary action will be taken against those responsible for the health breach.
We appreciated the swift efforts of the service provider who repaired the generator within hours. However, the decision to cook with firewood outdoors was unacceptable and contravened our stringent food safety and contingency protocols. The department has approved measures of such scenarios, including support from nearby hospital, which should have been followed.
Olifant says there's no truth to allegations connecting patient deaths to the power outage.
The mortuary operations maintained normal functionality throughout the incident. The department reaffirms its commitment to quality healthcare and urgent restraint where we address these matters.
Vendors and businesses that can't change VAT back to 15% have until next month to do so. This week, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana reversed the decision to hike VAT by 0.5%. Newswatch's Cliff Shiko reports.
According to SARS, vendors are expected to charge VAT at the rate of 15% and not 15.5% for the relevant goods and services as per the VAT Act. Further saying, vendors may use limited time to adjust their systems accordingly and report and pay the VAT. The taxman says should a vendor not be able to revert to the 15% rate due to complex system changes that may be needed, such supplies and purchases must be reported and accounted for at the 15.5% rate until such time that they are able to make necessary system adjustments, which should be completed by the 15th of May.
And abroad, the United Nations says its food stocks in Gaza have run out and it has delivered the last of its supplies to charity kitchens. It's blaming the situation on Israel's nearly 8-week blockade aimed at putting pressure on Hamas to release hostages. The UN World Food Programme says 80% of Gazans rely on its foods. Antoine Renard from WFP says nothing has entered since early March.
The 25 bakeries we used to support across Gaza Strip, serving 800,000 people, are no longer operational. Our remaining stocks were directed to Hot Meal Kitchen, which are continuing to serve people in need. But these two are expected to run out by the end of the month.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story, KZN Health says it's engaging with stakeholders to ensure operations at Northdale Hospital in Pietermaritzburg run smoothly. The facility was affected by an area-wide power outage this week. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.